Farmers across New York State converged in central New York for the State Farm Bureau's annual meeting this week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the biggest problem these farmers face is too much paperwork.
Right now, if farmers use irrigation, they test water once a season. Starting next year, new federal regulations mean
they're going to have to be doing weekly testing on that water, whether it's coming from a well or whether it's coming from a lake or a pond. That's rather burdensome when you figure out you have to test it every week. You're going to have to send it to a lab that's probably not in New York, that's probably somewhere else, and you're not allowed to irrigate until you get the test back from the water.
Farm Bureau President Dean Norton says while well-intentioned, it's regulations like these that get in the way of farmers doing their job efficiently. And he says the blizzard of state and federal rules has already hit critical mass, especially for small farmers.
They're just throwing up their hands saying that, you know, if I have to continue to keep doing this paperwork and not being able to be out on the land and with the animals that I love, then I ought to just go work somewhere else and let them take care of the paperwork and I'll collect a paycheck.
Norton says the Affordable Care Act will also sock farmers with more regulations because even if they have fewer than 50 employees, the number of hours worked brings them into the category that would require them to provide health insurance. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.